Since the pandemic began, fewer students have been enrolling in college. That means less tuition coming in and tight university budgets, especially at regional public schools. Liz Schlemmer of North Carolina Public Radio reports on one public university facing steep losses.
Half of the offices that make up the Chancellor Suite here at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro are sitting empty. Chancellor Franklin Gilliam says it is one sign of the downsizing that has already begun.
We're embarrassed to say how many people are actually running this university. We have more empty offices in the Chancellor Suite than we have people. It's not poor CFO, poor Chancellor. It's happening to everybody.
The chancellor recently held an all-hands-on-deck meeting with the entire Student Affairs Division to discuss which student services might be cut back. There are no easy choices.
Do you have fewer mental health counselors? Not a good idea today. Do you have fewer academic advisors? Do you have fewer people in financial aid?
UNC Greensboro's enrollment has fallen rapidly, an 11% loss in undergraduate students over 2 years. Nationally, the traditional pool of college applicants, recent high school graduates, is also shrinking due to low birth rates after the 2007-2009 Great Recession. And since the pandemic began, even fewer high school grads are choosing to go to college at all.
Once the pandemic hit, that decline suddenly really accelerated. So in 2020, there was a much larger drop.
Doug Shapiro is executive director of the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, which tracks enrollment trends at colleges and universities across the country. Shapiro says the national decline in college students is affecting some universities more than others. A recent analysis by the Chronicle of Higher Education found that public flagship universities actually grew from 2010 through 2021, while enrollment at regional public universities across the U.S. fell. He says that's consistent with data the National Student Clearinghouse has collected from the last 2 years, which show elite public and private colleges are recovering students more quickly since the onset of the pandemic.
As some students started to come back, they really only started to come back in the more selective colleges that were attracting the most competitive students. And the declines just got worse and worse. So there was this real split and growing divide between the kind of haves and have-nots of higher education.
Shapiro says many regional public universities are feeling the same budget squeeze that UNC Greensboro is experiencing. UNC Greensboro is facing a more than $12 million loss in tuition, fees, and state funding next school year. That will require immediate budget cuts affecting staff and services the university has grown over the past decade. And that's particularly painful because UNC Greensboro built its reputation on serving underprivileged students, says Chancellor Gilliam.
We take kids from small towns, from inner cities, and we give them careers, and we change their lives and their families' lives.
Almost half of UNC Greensboro students are eligible for federal Pell Grants, a common marker for students who come from low-income backgrounds. In 2022, U.S. News & World Report ranked the university among the top 20 in the country for social mobility.
If you want to have a prosperous state, if you want to reduce income inequality, and if you want to rebuild the middle class, these are the students who are going to do it. But they need support.
To combat falling enrollment, the UNC system is allowing its universities to admit more out-of-state students, and it's launching an online platform to target adult learners, starting at UNC Greensboro. University officials also say they're stepping up their efforts to recruit and retain students. Many faculty at UNC Greensboro feel uncertain about their job security. Among its cost-cutting measures, the university has put some non-tenured faculty on one-year contracts and implemented a hiring freeze. Wade Mackey is a senior lecturer at UNC Greensboro who teaches ethics to business students.
I don't know if my contract will be renewed at some point. I don't know if all of the faculty who support my program will be renewed. We don't know exactly how large the class sizes are going to have to be.
Chancellor Gilliam says what worries him the most is that the rapid budget cuts to faculty and staff will also affect students and the university's ability to retain and graduate them.
We're talking about people and their livelihoods and their ability to help students and graduate students. And that's our mission. That's why we're here.
Gilliam says he thinks that falling enrollment will pose the greatest challenge to higher education in 100 years. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Schlemmer.